Welcome, family. Welcome to You've Been Read. I am your host, Alicia Anabel Santos, also known as La Santera, writer, storyteller, priestess, and mother. Here I invite you into my spiritual practice where I use my voice and gifts to read to you. Today we are reading The Seed of the Soul by Gary Zukav. And we are continuing reading Chapter 1, Evolution, page 11. No understanding of evolution is adequate that does not have at its core that we are on a journey toward authentic power, and that authentic empowerment is the goal of our evolutionary process and the purpose of our being. We are evolving from a species that pursues external power into a species that pursues authentic power. We are leaving behind exploration of the physical world as our sole means of evolution. This means of evolution and the consciousness that result from an awareness that is limited to the five sensory modality are no longer adequate to what we must become. We are evolving from five sensory humans into multi-sensory humans. Our five senses together form a single sensory system that is designed to perceive physical reality. The perceptions of a multi-sensory human extend beyond physical reality to the larger dynamical systems of which our physical reality is a part. The multi-sensory human is able to perceive and to appreciate the role that our physical reality plays in a larger picture of evolution and the dynamics by which our physical reality is created and sustained. This realm is invisible to the five sensory human. It is in this invisible realm that the origins of our deepest values are found. From the perspective of this invisible realm, the motivations of those who consciously sacrifice their lives for higher purposes make sense. The power of Gandhi is inexplicable, and the compassionate acts of Christ are comprehensible in a fullness that is not accessible to the five sensory human. All of our greatest teachers have been or are multisensory humans. They have spoken to us and acted in accordance with perceptions and values that reflect the larger perspective of the multisensory being. And therefore, their words and actions awaken within us the recognition of truths. From the perception of the five sensory human, we are alone in a universe that is physical. From the perception of the multisensory human, we are never alone. And the universe is alive, conscious, intelligent, and compassionate. From the perception of the five sensory human, the physical world is unaccountable, given in which we unaccountably find ourselves and we strive to dominate it so that we can survive. From the perception of the multisensory human, the physical world is a learning environment that is created jointly by the souls that share it, and everything that occurs within it serves their learning. From the perception of the five sensory human, intentions have no effects. The effects of actions are physical, and not all actions affect us or others. From the perception of the multisensory human, the intention behind an action determines its effect. Every intention affects both us and others, and the effects of intentions extend far beyond the physical world. What does it mean to say that an invisible realm exists in which the origins of our deeper understandings are located? What are the implications of considering the existence of a realm that is not detectable through the five senses, but that can be known, explored, and understood by other human faculties. When a question is asked that cannot be answered within the common frame of reference, it can be classified as nonsensical, or it can be dismissed as a question that is not appropriate, or the person who is asking the question can expand his or her consciousness to encompass a frame of reference from which the question can be answered. The first two options are the easy ways out of a confrontation with a question that appears to be nonsensical or inappropriate. But the seeker, the true scientist, will allow himself or herself to expand into a frame of reference from which the answers that he or she is seeking can be understood. We, as a species, have been asking the questions, is there a God? Is there a divine intelligence? And is there a purpose to life? For as long as we have been able to articulate questions, the time has now come for us to expand into a frame of reference that allows these questions to be answered. The larger frame of reference of the multisensory human allows an understanding of the experientially meaningful distinction between the personality and the soul. Your personality is that part of you that was born into, lives within, and will die within time. To be a human and to have a personality are the same thing. Your personality, like your body, is the vehicle of your evolution. Your personality, like your body, is the vehicle of your evolution. The decisions that you make and the actions that you take upon the earth are the means by which you evolve. At each moment, you choose the intentions that will shape your experiences and those things upon which you will focus your attention. These choices affect your evolutionary process. This is so for each person. If you choose unconsciously, you evolve unconsciously. If you choose consciously, you evolve consciously. The fearful and violent emotions that have come to characterize human existence can be experienced only by the personality. Only the personality can feel anger, fear, hatred, vengeance, sorrow, shame, regret, indifference, frustration, cynicism, and loneliness. Only the personality can judge, manipulate, and exploit. Only the personality can pursue external power. The personality can also be loving, compassionate, and wise in its relations with others, but love, compassion, and wisdom do not come from the personality. They are experiences of the soul. Your soul is that part of you that is immortal. I love that. Every person has a soul, but a personality that is limited in its perception to the five senses is not aware of its soul and therefore cannot recognize the influences of its soul. As a personality becomes multisensory, its intuitions, its hunches, and subtle feelings become important to it. It senses things about itself, other people, and the situations in which it finds itself that it cannot justify on the basis of the information that five senses can provide. It comes to recognize intentions and to respond to them rather than to the actions and words that it encounters. It can recognize, for example, a warm heart beneath a harsh and angry manner, and a cold heart beneath polished and pleasing words. When a multisensory personality looks inside itself, it finds a multitude of different currents. Through experience, it learns to distinguish between these currents and to identify the emotional, psychological, and physical effects of each. It learns, for example, which currents produce anger,
divisive thoughts and destructive actions, and which currents produce love, healing thoughts, and constructive actions. In time, it learns to value and to identify with those currents that generate creativity, healing, and love, and to challenge and release those currents that create negativity, disharmony, and violence. In this way, a personality comes to experience the energy of its soul. The energy of my soul, family. Your soul is not a passive or a theoretical entity that occupies a space in the vicinity of your chest cavity. It is a positive, purposeful force at the core of your being. It is that part of you that understands the impersonal nature of the energy dynamics in which you are involved, that loves without restriction and accepts without judgment. If you desire to know your soul, the first step is to recognize that you have a soul. The next step is to allow yourself to consider, if I have a soul, what is my soul? What does my soul want? What is the relationship between my soul and me? How does my soul affect my life? When the energy of the soul is recognized, acknowledged, and valued, it begins to infuse the life of the personality. When the personality comes fully to serve the energy of its soul, that is authentic empowerment. This is the goal of the evolutionary process in which we are involved and the reason for our being. Every experience that you have and will have upon the earth encourages the alignment of your personality with your soul. Each circumstance, every circumstance and situation gives you the opportunity to choose this path, to allow your soul to shine through you, to bring into the physical world through you its unending and unfathomable reference for and love of life. This is a book about authentic empowerment. The alignment of the personality with the soul, what that involves, how it happens, and what it creates. To understand these things requires an understanding of things that appear unusual to the five sensory human. But they become natural once you understand evolution. That five-sensory perception is a journey leading to multi-sensory perception, and that you were not always meant to be five-sensory. That, family, concludes the introduction, part one, right? It was chapter one of the introduction to the book. How are we feeling? How are we feeling? To my IG family, I want to say thank you because I know that many of you are following me over here and I know you missed meditating with me in the morning, but I pray that you come to this space where this podcast lives and feel connected with me and know that I am with you. I'm honoring my morning practice of reading a spiritual text to help myself get grounded before I begin the day. And I thank you for joining me here. Family, As you know, I'm on sabbatical, and I have been asking for my community to donate to my website so that I can continue to share my art, continue to create, and just create this content for you, right? I ask you to become a patron. I think about that word patron, and I think about, you know, the artists of, you know, of the Enlightenment period, right? In the Renaissance periods of, you know, the 15th and 16th century, and the ways that folks would commission art, you know, by a Michelangelo or a Da Vinci. And so I pray that you see your donation to me as a patron, someone who's commissioning my art, someone who is helping to provide me the opportunity to continue to do what I love and serve in the ways that I serve. So thank you to those who have donated, and thank you for supporting me. I will see you around the way. You've been read. Please leave a review. Please leave a review. Please rate the podcast. Please share it, you know, on your timelines, in your stories, so that when I'm done with this book, and I come back to you in real time, there are folks waiting. That's the hope, right? That you're waiting for what I'm creating. And so thank you again for supporting me. I will see you around the way. Ache. Amen. Namaste. And so it is. Peace.